Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Inside the U.S. Capitol, in a hallway above a door, is a quote by Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis that guided me throughout my legislative career and continues to influence my work at the Capitol to this day. Brandeis said, quote, "The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in the insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning but without understanding." End quote. Encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning but without understanding. It's as dangerous today as it was when Brandeis wrote that statement 100 years ago in his dissent in the case of Olmstead versus United States. In fact, the full quote is even more informative. He wrote, "Experience should teach us to be most on our guard to protect liberty when the government's purposes are beneficent. Men born to freedom are naturally alert to repel invasion of their liberty by evil-minded rulers. The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning but without understanding." This quote teaches us to be on our guard for emotional arguments designed to tug at our heartstrings while they erode rights and liberties guaranteed under the Constitution. In this context, the word encroachment is instructive. The loss of liberty rarely happens as a result of a full-on frontal assault. It happens much more frequently as a result of incremental baby steps when the steps themselves are separated from the underlying constitutional principle as a whole. That's the reason alarm bells began sounding as I read Senate Bill 177, a bill to remove the exemptions to reporting granted to pastors and other clergy who become aware of child abuse or neglect during confession or counseling. I must admit, this is a tough one, especially if viewed through a purely emotional lens. No child should ever be abused or neglected, period, paragraph. That's principle one. But the principle that will be breached if Senate Bill 177 becomes law is the separation of church and state. Many members of the clergy take an oath never to break the seal of confession. This bill would make them criminally liable for refusing to do so. It places the church in direct conflict with the government, something to be avoided at all costs by the framers of the Constitution. Could Senate Bill 177 be the camel's nose under the tent? Today, it's the threat of criminal penalty for failure to report. What will it be tomorrow? And given the fact that the sponsor of the bill is a member of the LGBT community, one should ask if there are underlying motives for this bill. Child abuse is defined in the code as actual physical or psychological harm to a child. Is it possible that in the future, psychological harm could include parents seeking help for a child struggling with gender dysphoria or same-sex attraction? These are the types of unintended consequences that we look for in every bill we analyze. And as I said, this bill is particularly troubling because we would never condone the cover-up of child abuse or neglect. Interestingly, we've reached out to members of the clergy from across the state, and their responses run the gamut, from highly alarmed to no concern at all. Some denominations require their clergy to take an oath regarding the seal of confession. Others require their leaders to warn those they are counseling that any confessions of illegal activity will be reported. When we testify on this bill, we will not pretend to speak for all of Christendom. We will simply ask legislators to consider the possible unintended consequences posed by men of zeal, well-meaning, but without understanding. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.